Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of my book summary series. The title of this podcast is Breaking Intimidation, a book by John Bevere. Everyone struggles with something. Many pastors wrestle with feelings of intimidation that the devil can use to paralyze and manipulate us unless we learn to overcome them. Bevere's book is an excellent expose of how intimidation works and how to conquer it. I think it belongs on the top 10 list of any pastor who may have this struggle. I quote, "Often those who are intimidated don't realize what they're fighting. As with most of Satan's devices, intimidation is camouflaged and subtle. We feel its effects, depression, confusion, lack of faith, without knowing its root." That's from page 21. The second chapter establishes the authority believers have in Christ. Quote, "If Satan can steal or cause individuals to lay down their position of authority, then he once again has authority to operate." Page 28. Chapter 3 deals with two extremes that must be confronted: the pursuit of power and false humility. He points out that a fear of confrontation makes it us an easy prey for intimidation. Page 41. The second section of the book focuses on exposing intimidation. Bevere points out that intimidated believers lose their authority in the spirit. Page 59. He states that intimidation wants to overwhelm you with a sense of inferiority and fear. Page 60. Quote, "An intimidating spirit unleashes confusion, discouragement, and frustration. Its goal is to cause you to lose your proper perspective." Page 62. Quote, "When we are intimidated, we give up our position of authority. Consequently, the gift of God to serve and protect lies dormant. We end up unintentionally furthering the cause of the one intimidating us." Page 68. Quote, "An intimidated person honors what he fears more than he honors God. With or without realizing it, he submits to what intimidates him." Page 73. Let's talk about the spirit of intimidation. Here's an interesting quote that should make us ponder. "In order to recognize and deal with intimidation, we must be settled on two issues. First, fear or timidity is a spirit, and secondly, it is not from God." Page 83. Bevere quotes 2 Timothy 1:7, pointing out that the Greek word translated spirit is pneuma, which is normally translated spirit. This being the case, the author insists that intimidation cannot be conquered merely on an intellectual or willpower level. It must be addressed as an evil spirit in the same category as a spirit of witchcraft. He states that evil must be confronted or it will grow ever stronger. Bevere makes a strong case that pastors and other church leaders have a responsibility to confront persons with a wrong spirit who are attempting to control or influence the congregation. Otherwise, we are actually indirectly supporting them. The goal of intimidation is to steal the leader's authority and use it for evil, just as Jezebel used King Ahab's authority to do harm. Ahab had to move aside to give her room to operate. Quote, "People who have strong personalities will use intimidation to make a lie look like the truth. You must stay in the Spirit to overcome the strength of such attacks. Page 100. We can see these tactics operating in the political realm too. Consider the following quote. Usually, intimidation will accuse you of the very weakness it seeks to hide. Those who act pure outwardly but have an impure heart will always attack the pure in heart in order to maintain control. Page 101. Chapter 9 deals with the root of intimidation, which Bevere claims is the love of self. Page 119. The boldness it takes to break the power of intimidation must be fueled by our love for God. Page 122. God does not want us running from our areas of weakness. He wants us to face them fearlessly. Page 127. Bevere insists that the only way to conquer fear and intimidation is to, quote, walk in the fear of the Lord. Page 142. The root of the fear of man is the love of self. When you love your life, you seek to save it. You will be intimidated by anything that threatens it. Page 155. The concluding chapters give practical advice for conquering the enemy of intimidation. Quote, we need to treat discouragement as an enemy. We underestimate its power to prevent us from obtaining the high calling of God. Page 199. This book will help anyone who has experienced being intimidated and used by manipulative people and spirits.